April 21st, 1908, I reached the North Pole and unfurled the Stars and Stripes. The expedition was equipped at Gloucester. All was ready on the evening of July 3rd, 1907. There was no public announcement made as to our ultimate intention. We were not backed by an Arctic trust. The venture was given life from the purse of John R. Bradley of New York. I shaped its destiny. We believed then, as we do now, that there would be time enough to fly the banner of victory. You have done that for us. At Anoatuck, the northernmost human settlement, the final preparations were made. After the long winter night of 4 months, the dog train of 11 sleds, under the lash of expert Eskimo drivers, left Greenland for the American shores. In darkness and cold, we forced a new way overland to the Pacific slope. The shores of the polar sea were reached over game trails on March 18, 1908. Now begun the desperate dash over the polar sea. For this, I selected 2 trustworthy Eskimos as companions. Together with 2 sleds, provisions for 80 days, drawn by 26 dogs, we pushed over the leg-breaking irregularities of the polar pack. 300 miles from the pole, new land was discovered. But beyond, we advanced steadily over a moving sea of ice, with no land, no life, nothing to mark the virgin area over which we traveled. At the pole, 2 days were spent to complete the observations. We were glad to get there, glad to be the first to raise the flag on the northern axis, but we found nothing very wonderful, only a shifting desert of frost drifting with the prevailing wind. No life, no land. We were the only pulsating creatures in a dead world of ice. On April 23rd, backs were turned to the pole. In the long return march, we were carried adrift far west of our intended return march. Exhausted food supplies and unfavorable ice conditions compelled a southerly route to Jones Sound. Here we were beset for the winter without food, fuel, or ammunition. With the bow and arrow, the lance, and other primitive methods, we fought the muskox, the bear, and the walrus. Meat and skin and fat thus secured from a cheerless wilderness. In an underground den, the long winter night was spent, and waging a similar warfare, the shores of Greenland were finally reached with a successful record of the polar conquest in April 1909.